As our world spins seemingly out of control, we are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting into a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Timeless spiritual wisdom and dialogue offer the point of stability to navigate these extraordinary times. Join visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra as they explore these mysteries and assist you to open your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Sri and Kira Live offers fresh perspectives balancing ancient wisdom and deep connection with day-to-day living. Prepare for lively conversation, live chat, and answers to your questions. Meet intriguing guests as you experience timely revelations for your journey. Humanity has called forth this moment in our collective history. What we do with it and how we move forward is our choice. Enjoy experiencing positive, passionate action with the mystical couple of our time. And now, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome. I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira Ra, and welcome, beloved ones, to Sri and Kira Live, a very special Valentine weekend gift show that we are offering to you and that we are delighted to send our love to you with.
You know, it's truly a wonderful thing when the world decides to celebrate love.
You know, and what always amazes me is that the world needs a day to recognize it. You know, like down here in Guatemala, it's been crazy since Friday. The roads have been packed. There have been fireworks going off, people kissing everywhere. It's adorable. And it's just this huge celebration.
It is. It's as if they just heard of the holiday.
Yes, that's so true.
I've been in other cities where it's no big deal.
This is so true. And the chocolates, of course, we're down here in the world of cacao. And so needless to say, everyone is just absolutely stuffed with chocolate right now. So welcome, beloved ones, because we titled this show, Be Your Own Valentine, The True Gift of Love. And we are coming to you audio only so that you can hear us, we can feel you. And you know what, Sri? Whether or not there's video, I always see the beauty of our extraordinary listeners. I think we have some of the most beautiful listeners in the world. I really do. So I love you guys and welcome to our Valentine's weekend.
And we're looking forward to taking your calls in just a few minutes, but first, we want to explore a little bit this notion of love, getting past the romantic sizzle of Valentine's Day.
Well, you know, and that romantic sizzle that can lead some people to be very depressed or to feel stressed or to feel pressure. You know, there can be all these ridiculous expectations that can make Valentine's Day downright traumatic.
Well, indeed. And that has, you know, how you experience that has a lot to do with your own psychology, your own emotional imprints, you
indeed,
might say.
Indeed.
You know, we all want to be loved. We all want to be acknowledged. That's a universal human longing.
Absolutely.
And when we start off our life, we tend to be looking outward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as kids, how did you get approval?
We're not going to go there, Sri.
Well, I know in my house, if I didn't have good grades, then I better have a good joke.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, we won't even go there either. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to share that I think is so powerful is that you and I were asked, we were asked after, you know, Valentine's Day was officially Friday, although everybody's celebrating all weekend. And on Saturday, somebody said to us, well, how did you celebrate Valentine's Day? And what was really so powerful for them was our response, which was, we celebrate Valentine's Day every single day. And so for us, it was just another moment to continue what we do every single day. And this is really how you become your own Valentine,
yeah,
is that recognition of living the life of being. And we have so much to share. We have secrets. We have tips. We're going to take your live calls. We have a lot to talk about around this.
Absolutely. And I don't want to see anybody yawn or roll your eyes when you hear us say we do.
All right. I saw somebody do that.
Because let me tell you why. Valentine's Day for, let's say, for the beginners,
mm-hmm,
is...
Oh, Sri.
I don't know what else to say. When you're young, Valentine's Day is an opportunity to magnify something.
And, you know,
whether
it's
sizzle,
it's
whether it's sex, it's just getting a date, whether it's going somewhere special.
You're right. And I have to share that, you know, down here we have the Parque Central in La Antigua, Guatemala, and all of these little teenage couples or little like 12, 13, 14 year olds kissing on the bench like nobody can see them.
Yeah, the bench is their private cone of protection.
And it reminded me of this beginner's Valentine, because not only yesterday, I mean, we always have them out there, but they were out there all weekend. They're out there with the flowers. They're out there with the chocolates, and everybody's wearing red. It's just adorable.
It's very cute. And so, having grown up in a different culture, then I scroll forward in Valentine's Day when one is in their 30s or so, maybe you're in between relationships or marriages or whatever. But when we tend to get older, there's still a moment where Valentine's Day reminds us, are we succeeding or are we not when it comes to the topic of love?
And are we, as beautiful beings of ascended spiritual energy? Because if you're listening to this show, my heart is so big around you, because I know you are a being of ascended, beautiful, divine, loving energy. As that, have you gifted yourself with absolutely going beyond love in the traditional sense? Because it's that love in that traditional or that paradigmatical sense that really can do that.
Well, absolutely, because the traditional holidays stimulate something in us. And
yes.
They are opportunities to kind of check in. Okay, have I evolved through this? Have I mastered this? Because we could have this same conversation around the traditional Christmas holidays and whether those fill you up or depress you or whatever response you have. However, because we're on the topic of Valentine's Day, we do want to offer some constructive suggestions.
Absolutely.
Which will help you experience more peace, love, and joy.
And, you know, Sri and I have been married now for over 11 years.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're also going to be sharing with you throughout the show is some of our secrets and or tips, whatever word you want to put on it, for really sustaining an extraordinarily loving union. And this is why you can really be your own Valentine. You know, it's about that self-ascended energy. It's about living in self-ascension.
Well, and so the number one step, and you've heard this before expressed in different ways, I'm going to express it again, hopefully
okay.
in a way that you can really say yes to.
I'm doing the little drum roll.
We must be at peace with ourself in order to be at peace with another.
Boy, is that huge. You know, that is just like, I just heard some people catch their breath. So breathe, everybody, and really take that in. You know, that's a powerful comment, Sri.
And I chose the word peace because it carries a little different vibe than to say we must learn to love ourselves
mm-hmm.
as we are. To be at peace with ourselves says, I do love myself.
Right.
I accept who I am
yes.
and who I am not.
Yes.
Because so often our mental chatter is setting impossible
mm-hmm.
goals for ourselves. We set the
right.
bar so high sometimes.
Yes.
And then we don't accept ourselves because we've missed this stupid goal.
So, you know, let's stop right there. We've talked about that and we have so much more to share, but the phone lines are starting to fill up, and let's go ahead and start chatting with some people. Remember, you can call and get into the queue. Give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. That number works from both the United States and Canada. You can also call directly in at 530-327-7602. So let's go ahead, Sri, and say hello to some beings.
Well, our first caller that's standing by is Jean from Hawaii.
Namaste, Jean, or I guess I should say aloha.
Welcome.
Aloha. How are you both?
We are delighted to be with you.
How might we serve you today? What's going on?
I would love a mini soul reading related to my current job and if it's the best thing for me right now, since I'm not feeling a lot of love for it.
Well, you know, my sweetheart, as you started sharing, the first thing that came in was, I don't want to use the word depression, but almost a sense of sadness that I'm sensing in your energy field when you talk about this. It's like there is a vibration that says, this works, but it's not my passion. It's not my life. It's not what I really want. So the question, it's funny, you have all these beautiful beings and they're all saying, you have choices, and the choices are more about what supports you. And so use this. They're saying this is a good springboard, and they're actually showing you diving into a pool, meaning use this position, use what you're doing right now, to bring you to the next phase, and it will. And let go of an expectation of when. You're not going to be here forever, I can tell you that. There's a lot more ahead in your life. However, this will serve you, and it will, when you dive into the pool figuratively, it's going to refresh you, and you'll find that there's more waiting. And thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Now, I want to add a sentence for you, so just stand by for this. I really believe that you know. I just have this sense that you're calling because you're wanting a little extra courage. And I want to reinforce that. I just want to say to you, everything has its way of working out when we trust in our own capacity to choose. Mm-hmm. It's that ability not to wait for the knight on the white horse to show up, not to wait for the lotto ticket, but to take action on our choices. And then, should the choice not pay off, to make a new choice. And so I just wanted to remind you that and say thanks so much for calling. We wish you well.
Much love, dear one. You're welcome. You know, Sri, let's go ahead and let's take another caller before we dive back into being our own Valentine.
Okay. Well, we have, it looks like Wilma from Ottawa, Canada, standing by.
Oh, namaste, beloved one. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
I guess just a generic soul reading. There's so much going on in different areas of my life, and I feel like I'm aligned in some degree. But I also feel because I can't shake this thing where I know that my the reason I'm wearing glasses is not so much a medical thing, but something that as I've come along my spiritual journey, that there's something that I'm not seeing that I'm supposed to see. So that's why I'm saying I think if I just ask for general soul reading, maybe you'll pick up on something that I'm not picking up on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, absolutely. So I want you to go ahead and take a deep breath, my love. Just a nice deep breath. And I have a question for you right now. And that question is, they want you to focus on this word. And I have no idea why, but I'm just going to give you the word they've given me. And the word is compacted. They're saying that everything is too compacted around you. It's like you've put yourself in a box and the box is full. And so you know that you're in this box and you're safe, but yet there's so much else in the box with you. You're stifled. You can't move. So it's more than a question of I can't see. It's a question of I can't do. When the reality is, yes, you can. You can do. And so for you, my angel, it's very, very important to, they're saying, it's funny. It's like I see you throwing your arms out and clearing everything. And they say, begin with your bedroom, begin with your closet, begin with your life. Look at everything that makes you feel compacted or contracted or tight. And that also means your breath. It's really, really important. Even as I'm connecting with you, I'm having a hard time breathing. So it's really important for you to breathe through these questions and to say, does this make me feel expanded or contracted? And that will open the gateway. You're in the middle of an extraordinary moment. May I ask how old you are right now?
I'm 56.
Okay. They keep talking about the divine eight. So a 56 is an 11. And so for you, what that's telling me is that as you move through the next few years up to age 62, there's going to be a huge loving shift and expansion. And by the time you're 62, your life is 100% different. And so enjoy, because it's amazing. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, my love. Namaste. So Sri, I want to go back to being our own Valentine, and I want to talk about, you know, in order to do that, we kind of teased you earlier and said that we're going to share with you some of our secrets. One of the things that I think, along with you mentioned being at peace, but one of the most valuable tools that you and I were blessed with is the gift of living self-ascension. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've not yet connected with that, my loves, remember that we have a free ebook that you can grab it on our website for free, sriankira.com. You'll see it right there. It says get your free ebook. And the gift of self-ascension really has offered you and I that foundation. Now, we have more to share beyond that. However, I think in order to be your own Valentine, it's about living that gift every day. You know, it goes back to that question you and I were given on Saturday. You know, right, how did you spend right. Valentine's? And it's like the same way we do every day.
Well, I want to share a little bit. Actually, this comes a little bit from my personal journey and what I've learned. When I offered to you that we must first be at peace with ourselves, we must be able to love ourselves so that we send out an attractor field of energy to whoever is appropriate, whoever is vibrationally correct for us to be with, to partner with. If you don't love yourself, you will never have a happy relationship or partnership with another being.
Well, because you're looking for them to rescue you, and they will always fall short. They will always fall short because you fall short yourself.
Well, and if you're sending out the energy of I need someone to keep me from being afraid, or I need someone to fix me, chances are you're going to attract a person who has that very same need. You know, to ask me how I know.
They're looking at you and saying, fix me.
You know, and so then you're going to disappoint each other and have a few arguments, and it just didn't work out.
And you'll say, why do I always do this over and over?
So, but here's another pivotal piece of discernment. We all have a healing journey. Every one of us has tons of healing work we could be doing.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait until you're fixed to have fun. You don't have to wait until you're so-called maturely, you know, what's it called? Emotional intelligence, a certain degree of maturity, et cetera.
Got it.
What has to happen is that you have a spiritual solution to your emotional challenges.
Well, you know, Sri, I love that, because when we allow a spiritual solution to our emotional challenges, everything really does come forward. And the reality is that the perfect partner, the perfect union for each one of us is when we can meet in that way.
And that spiritual energy, and that's why the work of self-ascension has been so beautifully gifted to us,
through us,
and is universal.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dogma. It does not matter what other beliefs and practices you have. If you start assimilating some of the work of self-ascension, you're going to have a bridge, a bridge to your true empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming back to this point, that if you have cultivated spiritual practices that help you of the antagonistic kind of dualistic drama of emotional pain, if you can find a peaceful shore where there is love through the use of your spiritual practices, then that practice, if joined by another being, will bring the two of you together.
And, you know, Sri, I love that you're sharing that, because the other piece of this is that through the diving, and really it's diving in, I'm thinking of the reading we did earlier, when we're diving in, what it's really also saying is that we can see our own addiction to the drama. You know, a lot of times you may meet your perfect partner at one point in your life, but you're both still addicted to the drama.
You might not even recognize that they're a good fit.
And, you know, Sri and I often giggle about that while we had a very similar journey, you know, when you finally get together with your sacred partner, you really start giggling about how similar your lives were. And had Sri and I met really at any other time, I think that we probably would have walked away from each other. I don't think that we were ready. And so there is a divinity, there is a divine gift in the preparation, you know, and so that's an important thing to do. It's a really important thing to do.
Well, and there's another aspect for your mental discernment filters, and that is that a true union embodies what we're going to call the spiritual self, meaning soul to soul.
Right.
Everybody has a soul. Everybody has an ego. Now, which one of you drove you into relationship?
Correct. And
did your ego drive you into that so-called perfect partner, or did your soul magnetize it?
And, you know, Sri, as you share that, I really have to stress, please read our very first book. It's a perennial book. It's gone into several reprints. It's an amazing book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, because it really does go through all of this. And a lot of the things that we're sharing 11 years later are the reason we're together, and the reason that our work has magnified, our lives have magnified, all of our dreams have come forward, all of the things we've wanted to manifest, the miracles. It's not magic. It's self ascension.
Yes.
And, you know, there are four steps to self-ascension. And before we get to those four steps, Sri, I see the lines are jamming up again. Why don't we take our next caller?
Well, I'll be happy to do that. So we're going to go to line three and say hello to Lisa from Maui.
Okay, we can do that. Aloha, Lisa.
Aloha. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
My question was also about a soul reading, and just would love to be able to connect better with my spirit guides and the physical animals on this planet. And I'm wondering what would be the best way for me to go forward with that.
You know, it's so beautiful that you should share that. Even before you asked or before you discerned about the spirit guide and the animals, the minute you started talking, I saw what looked like a more of a form of an Isis behind you because of these big, beautiful wings, and they're kind of like this golden white color.
I wasn't sure what these bird energy was.
But it was gorgeous. And it's almost like it's this combination of, I want to say it's a combination of like a beautiful, beautiful phoenix, but yet it's not about coming up out of the ashes. It's about flying into the energy of your soul. And so what they're saying is that for you, and I know this might sound really wild, but for you, they're saying literally go move your arms. And I'm actually doing this right now. Sri's kind of giving me that look like, okay, Kira.
She's flying away.
I am flying away. I got my arms out and I'm literally, and what it's doing is it's moving the energy. There's some stagnant energy in your heart center that has a band, and it's just a single band of fear wrapped around it. And when you release that and you feel the freedom of this, the spirit guides around you are extraordinary. And it's interesting because you have four distinct groups that are here in the moment. One of them is very archangelic. One of them is extremely crystalline. One of them is very Daedic, like it looks like little fairy sprites from the planet. They're adorable. And the last one is this group of beings that are appearing to us, you and I and all of us right now, as this kind of mystical, watery, almost dolphin-like, but not quite sense of ascended beings. And they're saying, we are here. We are always here. And all you need to do is free your heart, free your life, and free your energy. So truly, go outside, enjoy the beauty, bring your arms up and down, twirl around, breathe, gaze up into the sky, and I think you'll be delighted with the results. Many blessings, dear one.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Namaste.
And if you'd like to join the conversation, feel free to give us a ring toll-free at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. And I know we have more people waiting. However, I want to talk about this self-ascended union, how to be your own Valentine, how to have, you know, one of the things that happens is that before we took the caller, we were sharing how over the past 11 years, we've really had the blessing of living self-ascension. And that what happens is when you anchor self-ascension, when you don't just talk about it, when you don't just play about it, I mean, when you really live it, you become this illuminated attractor field. And I'm not just talking about beauty, guys, because beauty is the illumination. I'm talking about the beauty of the divine pulsing through you, of guiding everything, of relaxing into the trust that spirit will always be there guiding you as long as you take the action to invite the guidance.
All right, so you said some magic words. You said beauty, you said trust, and you said spirit guiding.
You know, I was staring at Sri. It was so easy to say those words.
Well, I want to underscore that because there's powerful discernments in this truth that you've shared. We all walk through our lives using our historical learning to guide our decisions.
Boy, that sounds heavy.
It's terrible.
Oh my God, doesn't that sound heavy, guys? Like my shoulders
learnings.
Got tight listening
okay,
to that.
Okay, so let me make sure you're clear what I'm talking
Please
about.
Please do, because I don't want to feel this way.
That's the teachings you got from mom and dad. That's the teachings you got from school.
Okay,
that's the
all right,
teachings
I get
from
it.
Some book.
All right, I see it.
Okay?
I see it, yeah.
What, the heaviness you're feeling is the weight of dogma.
No kidding, and boy, is it heavy. Could you get this off my shoulders,
okay,
please?
Okay, so let's just take a deep breath and release the need to conform.
Ooh, all right. Slow down, Sri. We need to breathe. I'm breathing. Okay, so we've released our need to conform.
And we're looking for another form of guidance. That is, we're allowing something more buoyant, joyful, and radiant to come forward.
Okay.
So this is what I'm calling your soul energy, your true essence. For your soul to come forward, the ego, meaning your historical self, because that's all the ego is. It's a big map room. It's a filing cabinet of all your experiences.
No wonder I felt so heavy. It's a big old metal filing cabinet.
So for the ego to relax, it has to trust that the love of the soul includes loving the ego. It includes a safe space for me to surrender a little bit and let the soul lead.
I love that.
And so that's the magic point where the journey begins, where your spiritual practices move you into a soul essence, a place of, you know, I feel good. And from that place, we begin to listen to our guidance. We begin to make choices that are love-based rather than strategy-based, you know, ego-based. And as we practice that, the radiance starts to shine through. Soul starts to shine
through.
The magnetism happens. And so now we are a person who has an ego, has a history. Well, that's good filing cabinet data when you need it. You know, but we also have this soul identity, this mysterious, formless, beautiful sense of peaceful being that opens a doorway to guidance.
Well, you know, I love that because that's exactly what it does. It opens the doorway to guidance. And you know, as we open that doorway to guidance, we're going to be taking just one break today. But before we even go there, why don't we take one more caller?
Okay.
All right.
That's what we're going to do. And we're going to invite Layla from Oakland, California to join us.
All right. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, dear one.
Yay. I'm so glad I'm the call before the break.
Yay, yay. We're glad you're here too.
How may we help you?
I love these words, beauty and trust, and I'm on board with beauty and trust, but I cannot feel beauty and I cannot feel trust. I can't get the feeling of joy in my system no matter what I try. So I wanted help with that.
Well, you know, thank you for asking. And so when was the last time you could say that you felt that? What does that feel like for you?
It was really years ago when I was working with a spiritual teacher and in somebody else's field that was really powerful and kind of tracking me and loving me 24/7.
Got it. So the question that's coming forward, and this is actually Archangel Zadkiel, who just stepped forward and is literally with you right now, gazing at you, standing there in front of you, beautiful violet energy. If it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to do that. I want you to feel that. And what Zadkiel is saying is, beloved one, it is time for you to forgive all of you. It is time for you to breathe and relax. And as you breathe and relax and let go, the infinite joy and love that you are will resurrect, and that this is going to have to be a conscious daily connection for you, and to recognize that the reason it's been so, and the word that Zadkiel wants you to hear is challenging, not hard. The reason it's been so challenging is because this is never going to come from another. This will only ever come from you. So your call today was divine, because this is your moment. You're being invited to appreciate how amazing you are, because somewhere along the line, you forgot how amazing you are, and you're incredibly amazing. Oh my God. And you have so much to give, and your life, my love, has really just begun, and that's why everything else is feeling kind of heavy. So I think the timing was perfect.
And so we invite you to take a deep breath and take in that energy of this nudge, of that archangelic energy that will be there for you as you make your commitment.
And Zadkiel's saying, anytime, just scream my name if you need to. Just say Zadkiel or Kiel, and that there will be a dance of divine light to tickle your toes, whisper in your ear, and illuminate your heart. And so it is. Many blessings, dear one. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Yes, you are. Thank you, my angel.
In a moment, we're going to go to station break. But before we do, we want to remind you that we're going to be diving deeply into five practical steps that will, you could call them secrets of success, only they're not going to be secrets anymore.
No, we don't want them to be secrets.
They're going to be success steps.
They are. And if you're on the phone, hold on. We'll take your calls after the break. And if you want to call in and get in the queue so we can get you on today's show, remember, from the U.S. or Canada, you can call at 888-627-6008, U.S. and Canada. If you're outside of there, give us a buzz at 530-327-7602. Hey, stay with us. We have a lot of show to go, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We are so glad you're with us. And, you know, here we are at Sri Akira Live, and we're going forward, Sri. We're in our special Valentine's Be Your Own Valentine weekend.
Absolutely. And we're hoping that this information, this conversation is going to stimulate and re-encourage you to love yourself in a more fully nourishing and abundant way.
And, you know, I just want to take a moment and mention that for those of you that are still with us, I hope you all are, go to sriandkira.com and check out the home study classroom. You know, one of the ways to really anchor all the things we've been talking about, and I'm thinking about all the beautiful beings that have called in that we've taught you so far, and those of you that are on hold that we will get to, it's really about daily interaction with the love that you are. And, you know, having a home study program is a nice way to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if, for those of you that are listening, if you'd like to join in, once again, the phone number, call 888-627-6008. And, you know, I want to, before we take the next caller, and we're just inviting you callers to stand by, we're going to be with you momentarily, but before we do, I want to introduce a word, because this is a magic word.
Uh-oh, it's another drumroll moment.
Oh, here we go.
Here it comes.
This word, if you truly apprehend it, will open doorways of peace, love, and joy.
Well, you know, now my breath, I'm like, okay, take
doorways.
A deep breath. Doorways and apprehend. You're scaring me, Sri. What's our word? Let's hear the word.
Okay. The word is transparency.
Woo, that, you know, it's so funny. I just saw people break into a sweat because transparency can be, I remember when you and I, when Archangel Zadkiel came in and started really talking, and we write a lot about this in Sacred Union, The Journey Home. And I remember the first thing you did was you looked at me and said, well, what about me?
Well, now, I want to, transparency is often misunderstood. And that's why I want to take a moment and just offer some discernments around it.
Okay.
Because I remember one time a young couple came to one of our workshops, and it was almost like she was dragging him by the hand.
No, it wasn't almost like that. It was like that. And this poor young man.
You know, it was basically one of these appeals. I want you to fix this
because
I was transparent and now he's all upset.
Right, right.
And so basically what had happened is she had shared an unedited reaction that she had to something he had done. And her unedited reaction, let's just say, was a waterfall of judgment and
hurt. Oh, I love that. A waterfall of judgment of hurt, because that's a really important spiritual discernment. Transparency is not dumping on somebody.
Exactly.
And that is so often misunderstood, which is why living in the steps of self-ascension help cultivate spiritual maturity, thereby it helps to really empower divine transparency.
You know, transparency will allow privacy to exist.
Well, wow. Wow.
So
that's a big one.
That.
That's a big one.
So now let's just go back to our young couple who is, you know, finding their way.
I just still keep seeing him. I feel like he's on the edge of a rope going, no! You know, like a little sand coming up by his feet there, a little smoke.
I have a feeling a week later the tables turn.
Anyway, I have no doubt.
Anyway, you know, when we have an emotional response to something, it oftentimes takes us a little time to process what's going on. So a healthy sense of, I need a private moment to fully wrap around what's going on, that would be enough transparency.
And
to say, I need a moment to fully integrate and wrap around, and I'll share more later.
And to have an agreement ahead of time, that's the most important thing, is to prepare for when these moments come forward. So the agreement, the transparent agreement ahead of time, is that if I get to a moment where I share this with you, then we need to agree that that's an important moment.
Absolutely.
You know, there needs to be this discretion, this discernment, and that transparency and privacy can coexist in a way that's healthy.
Because transparency really begins with yourself. It's knowing, what am I feeling? What am I needing?
Right.
Not where did someone else fall short.
Well,
it's what am I feeling? What am I needing?
This goes back to, Sri, what you mentioned in the first part of the show, which is the first step is being at peace with yourself. Because if you know what you need, and if you know that, then you can be at peace.
Absolutely.
That's the key.
And then you can have a healthy conversation with your partner. You can share, well, when this happened, I felt this way, and this is the sense I make out of it, and what I know is what I'm really needing is some reassurance that you love me,
and here's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I statements. You're not blaming.
No.
What I'm needing, what I feel, what I experience, and this is so powerful.
Yes.
So, you know, before we go any deeper into this, let's go ahead and join with another beautiful caller, and let's see who's next.
Well, we're going to head over to Texas and welcome Rebecca to the conversation.
Welcome, Rebecca. Namaste.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
My question is about whenever I get into a relationship, I tend to forget my spiritual path and let that relationship distract me. It seems to be a pattern with me over and over again. And I know I don't realize it's happening until the relationship is over.
Well, at least you're gathering the lessons, which is great. So one of the things I would share with you, my love, is this. You've been in training. And the beautiful gift about that is through all these beings, these beautiful beings that have come forward to be in relationship with you, they're teaching you what you're looking for in a true partnership. And this is another aspect of being with someone that we really are very strong about manifesting. You want a partner versus a relationship. Relationships will always wind up letting us down, whereas a partnership means we meet inequality. One of the things you may want to consider is the next time you dive into this experience is to make sure that before you begin this, maybe you and that person share the same spiritual values, you know, have a common goal. This is actually one of the things Sri and I were going to talk about. And maybe, Sri, we should talk about this while we have Rebecca right here, because Rebecca, honey, I can see this for you. There is a perfect partner waiting for you. It's time to take all that practice and put it into practical application.
So remember, you know, there is a magnet magnetism that happens. However you meet this person, there's always some sort of little spark, some energy. And it's important to take a breath and smile at that and say, oh, how interesting. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the gift is that's about to be revealed.
Right.
Because that spark that we interpret as a romantic spark could simply be that you have a soul contract with this person.
Exactly.
That you've known them in other times or places,
right.
That there's something wonderful about to be revealed.
Yes.
And so we pause for a moment. We bring this broader context, this spiritual context to the relationship, this kind of a polite curiosity. I wonder what's going to be revealed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to, oh, great, at last I have the solution to life's every worry.
Well, and you know? Beloved one, the next time that you find yourself in that dance, that beloved dance, allow it to be spaciously spiritual, meaning notice how you feel. Remember to stay true to you, because the more you stay true to you, the greater your attractor field will bring in the one who is true with you. And that one is out there. So thank you for calling, beloved one. Many blessings. So Sheree, I think given Rebecca's call, we should really talk about this, because this was one of the little secrets you and I were going to offer, and I think that her call really stimulated this.
Well, it does. And the one other thing that, you know, I would want to say to someone who's had a series of disappointments is sometimes we need to learn to say no also.
Well, we need to, you know,
to stand back.
Absolutely.
And to really look at what is it that's drawing me forward. Because in a healthy relationship, there's going to be common goals. There's going
right.
to be commonality. And it's important to look for the commonality.
And I want to interrupt you, Sheree, because in order for that relationship to become a partnership, because it doesn't always start out that way, right? It's going to start as a relationship, and then can it become the partnership? But in order for it to become the partnership, these common goals need to be really firm. They have to come together.
Yeah, these aren't wishes or desires. It's more along the line of the deeper values that mm-hmm. the person is carrying. For example, of what kind of career that they're in, and not what it is, but why they're in it. Why
exactly.
did they choose it?
Well, and for example, if you're both miserable in what you're doing, then that misery will come into the partnership. If you're both feeling fulfilled, even, you know, you can feel fulfilled sweeping floors. It's a question of what you bring. It's the presence. But as long as you feel fulfilled, then you'll bring that fulfillment to the partnership. But if at the end of your day you're empty, the emptiness comes to the partnership, and it's always the first thing you're dealing with. And this is why these common goals begin on kind of like a worldly basis. You know, do we want the same things out of life? Do we share the same things? I mean, Sheree and I, you know, even simple little things, when we got together, we were hysterical that when all of our books wound up in the same house, we wound up getting rid of half of them because they were duplicates.
We had bought the same books.
So funny. We had like two of almost everything.
And so as you're getting to know this other being, now I'm going to be tricky here, but
oh really?
But if you came to me, if I were still practicing as a therapist, and you came to me,
and who says you are not? I think you do.
And you said, I just met somebody and I'm really excited about it. Then I would say to you, okay, that's beautiful. Now, I want you to take a breath and tell me one secret you don't want that person to know about.
Well, you know, and that is actually a good piece of information for you guys that are listening, is ask yourself that question and see what comes forward.
Because if there's a secret you don't want them to know about, then chances are that's the next thing you need to share with them.
Exactly. And, you know, a couple things, and you know, it's amazing how fast time flies, and I want to get to a few more callers, but a few more things about these common goals. The other thing you need to look at, a couple other things. Next one is soul nourishment. Now, if you've read Sacred Union, The Journey Home, you know that when we talk about soul nourishment, we're talking about many, many things. And I just keep saying, if you haven't read the book, go read the book. But soul nourishment is about how we nourish our soul, not only with food, but with practice, with commitment, with the way we interact, the way we communicate.
Yeah, I mean, that includes exercise.
Exactly.
That includes drinking water.
Right.
And it also truly includes your spiritual practices.
Right.
And if you meet somebody and you can join together at that level, then you're you're cultivating a foundation
for a true partnership.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it has to nourish the soul.
And that's why anything that you think is a secret, I want that out of the way up front.
It's
Let's
be.
Get rid of that junk because we don't want a superficial relationship. We want meaning.
Well, that goes back to this transparency versus privacy. You know, Sri and I, when we first got together, we were agreed that we had to absolutely be emotionally naked in front of each other. We had to share and hold presence. And if you start that process and you are meant to feel less than, or the person can't join you there, then stop. Don't set yourself up and either allow this person to grow, but don't wish they're going to grow. Don't pretend you're seeing them grow, or realize, thank you so much for letting me practice, but I need to move on.
How wonderful to get clear in the first or second date that this is not going
to
work.
Now, and you certainly don't have to get to the level we're talking about just because we did, but you don't. And Sri, I really want to say here that if you're in a soul nourishment path, let's just say that you're a vegetarian, right? That's a very common one. And you're with someone who's not a vegetarian, and not only is not a vegetarian, but constantly diminishes you for being a vegetarian, then you really have to pay attention, my angels, because your soul is not being nourished.
You're not being respected for your sacred choice.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if they're sharing the choice. You just need them to respect your choices. And then, of course, that goes into spiritual practices. And we'll talk more about that after we take our next caller.
All right. We're going to take another caller. It looks like we have Sophia from California on the line.
Well, welcome to Sri and Kira Live, Sophia.
Hi, Peter and Sri. This is Sophia, the singer. I met you long ago, and we played together in L.A.
Yes, we did. And for those of you that don't know Sophia, know her. She is amazing.
You'll find her CDs out there, and a big hug to you, dear.
Yeah, how wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you. Oh, you too. So I just moved to this little town. It's called Philo in Mendocino County. And after 28 years in Carmel Valley where I was, but I really love it here. But I just wonder if there's anybody up here for me. I mean, there's some really wonderful people. I don't know if I just have a fear of opening myself up or, you know, I'm almost 68 now, so I don't know. Maybe it's all over for me, but what do you think?
Well, what I can share with you, my love, and thank you for the honor of being able to share this moment with you. I see flowers all around you, and that's telling me that it's around, and I'm just covered in chills. I hope you can feel them. I mean, my whole crown is illuminated. They're telling me end of April, this is a beautiful area for you. I mean, I am covered, my love, and that flowers. This is going to have, you're going to meet, it's going to be something to do with flowers, and that this will literally bloom. And that you are at a moment of your life where you are blooming. It's like the queen has come into her benevolence and her presence, and this king is there, this being is there. And this is all I can share with you, my angel, is they're showing me flowers, and they keep telling me probably near the end of April. And so it's funny because the end of April is also when this powerful resurrection energy is coming into the planet. And so all of these beautiful things are coalescing. This was a really good move for you. And so as always, Sophia, and again, those of you I mentioned earlier, if you don't know Sophia, know her. What a divine voice. Her music is incredible. And this is a good year for you, my love. A lot of shift and transition. Feel our arms and love around you. And thank you for calling.
Oh, I love you so much.
And we love you, my angel. Thank you. Stay in touch.
Wow, that's beautiful. And, you know,
I have tears in my eyes, actually. You know, that was so beautiful.
And the thing I that came forward to me was, and it's funny, maybe this is just the male guy here saying, just expand your idea of what, or the radius of how close it needs to be, because he's within driving distance.
Oh, yeah, no. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I'm just loving it. And, you know, Sri, this is, again, transparency versus privacy, because Sophia said something that I think so many of us discover, and that is, can we get to a point where we can allow ourselves what is the perceived risk of opening our heart? And again, you know, this is part of what comes through living self-ascension, what comes through being honest, being at peace with ourselves. Because if we're at peace with ourselves and we open our heart, if it doesn't work out, we see the gift of the opening because we can harvest that gift and it will bring us to the one who's ready to be in union, who's
Absolutely.
Ready to be in partnership.
And that opening of the heart, I just want to underscore something. This is a practice we do with the divine. This
yes.
is a practice we do in even our quiet moments of journaling
yes.
or out in nature
yes.
to open our heart and feel the trust of the universe
yes.
embracing us
mm-hmm.
in a wonderful yet impersonal way. And
mm-hmm.
when I say impersonal, I don't mean distant. I
right.
mean it doesn't require a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when we've opened that and felt that, then when this other individual walks in, we have not only a safety net, we have a garden in which to dance.
I
together.
Love that. A garden to dance. I just love that. And remember, loves, if you've not gotten our free ebook on self-ascension, go grab it because we're not going to have time to go through all the steps of self-ascension, but it's in our ebook. It's free. There's no strings attached. Just go to shreeandkira.com, grab it, read it, and learn it. You know, Shree, we have just a few minutes left before the close of the show. Where does the time go?
I don't know, but if I can find it, I'll get some back.
Well, let's just take one more quick caller here. And who do we have?
Well, we have Colleen from Arizona standing by.
Well, wonderful. Welcome, Colleen.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Real quick, I am a union soul, and I married this amazing, loving man. And we are working on turning our relationship into a partnership. And even though I'm a union soul, I find this equal and opposite reaction of wanting alone time and being alone. And so I know my life wouldn't be a complete success if I didn't have a loving relationship or a partnership. And I would just like a soul blessing on our partnership and to see what I can do to turn this relationship into a loving partnership.
Well, the first thing I'd like you to do is take a deep breath, bring your hand to your heart, and smile and close your eyes if you can. I want you to feel that divine gift.
And as you breathe and relax, remember that everything is okay and it's getting more okay. You know, I say that with a smile. We all have different styles. It sounds like your style is more introverted, that you want your alone time. That doesn't mean you don't want partnership. What that means is that during your alone time, you're increasing your capacity to process and to accept yourself. At least that's what I'm hoping your alone time will do for you. So first thing I'd suggest is you honor yourself and say, okay, I need my alone time. Now, how can I constructively use this time to gain in self-awareness, meaning personal transparency, so that I have greater capacity to be in union?
And as a union soul, my love, the last thing we'd like to share is when you're in your quiet space, see the divine union, what Shree and I refer to as the Yumi. It is the two that have to come together as the one, the Yumi. And ask for the Yumi soul to reveal itself, and from there, the steps will be obvious. We're so glad you called. Thank you, my love. Namaste. And you know, Shree, I really want to just look at, you know, we only just have a few minutes left in the show here, but beloved ones, just want you to know, coming up every week on Shree and Kira Live, we're going to do our best to take live calls. We're going to do our best to communicate with you. Coming up in early March, we have some wonderful guests. And we're going to be also doing a powerful show on animals and the consciousness. And we have some amazing guests coming in that are going to be talking to us about that. So really, you know, stay with us every week. And Shree, do we want to wrap it up? What can we do? Can we take one more call?
Well, we can do whatever we want. It's just that the sound may get cut off at the station.
Well, let's try.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll take one more call. And so we have Mary from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
And this will be our last call this week. So if you're trying to call in, if you're in the queue, call back next week. So Mary, welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sweetheart.
Yahoo.
Glad to hear your voices. Absolutely. And I hope you guys had a great Valentine's Day.
We did.
Good, 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 good. I don't know if you guys remember me, but I came out to Guatemala last April. And I just wanted to really just hear your voice and just see about any type of guidance. I've been following you guys as much as I could, but I just lost my last grandmother yesterday on Valentine's Day. Or excuse me, Friday, Valentine's Day. And it's been really hard and stuff. And I just, any type of guidance would be awesome.
You know, my love, I want you to take in a deep breath. I want you to feel the gift of you and the guidance that's coming forward, that they're saying the best thing for you to hear today is to not ever forget and to always remember that your presence matters, that everything you're doing, everything you're touching, your fingers, I want you to just feel the tips of your fingers right now, feel them like little electrical crystals, and that everything you're touching is growing. You are in an active growth phase. So all your experiences are forcing you to expand. And of course, we remember and love you.
Big hug to you, dear. All is true and well.
Namaste. And beloved ones, we really invite you to let every day be your Valentine's Day, to be your best Valentine, to remember that you deserve an amazing life because you chose this incredible realm.
And we look forward to being with you again next Sunday at BBS Radio. And until then, just know that everything is magically well. Trust yourselves.
We love you. See you next week. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.